What's up? This is the Do It As Jad podcast. Welcome back. It's yours truly reporting live from Piscataway, New Jersey. At my aunt's house. My auntie's house. So let's just get this episode of the podcast going. We have about three topics to move through. First topic is going to be my travels coming here. So, as the most of you know that follow me on my social medias, I left for New York yesterday. It was like really early in the morning, about 5 a.m. in the morning. My mom drove me to the airport, Landvetter in Gothenburg. And well, everything went the way it was supposed to go. It went really smoothly. I got on the airplane, headed to Heathrow. So what I like to do, to put in a little side story in the story, what I like to do is be really, really tired when I do a trip like this, because I don't like flying. Like, I don't have an issue in it in the sense of me being afraid of flying or getting sick or anything like that. Like, I'm fine during the flight. I just don't like waiting to get to where I'm getting to because I have no patience. And yes, that is a flaw of mine that I constantly try to work with. But to make it easier on myself, or thinking that I'm making it easier on myself, I wanted to be, like, really tired. So I slept maybe, like, 1 hour, went up to get that, to get to the flight, and I was pretty damn tired. So I did sleep almost all the way to Heathrow. But the thing is that before we even left the airport, sitting in the airplane, we were about 1.5 hours late leaving the airport for Heathrow. Keep in mind, I had a 1.5 hour layover until my connection to New York was leaving. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm gonna miss my plane from Heathrow. I was not happy about that. And they told us that for you, continuing on your connections to Madrid and New York, there will be staff meeting you at the gate, giving you your new boarding passes. And I was like, okay, well, hopefully I don't have to wait that long. So I slept on the flight to Heathrow, got to Heathrow, and I was hoping, okay, please be nice to me. I have no patience. But of course, I get the new boarding pass. And about that time, it was like local time, since there's 1 hour time difference between London and London and Gothenburg. It was about 9 there, 10 in about 10 a.m. in Sweden, about 9 a.m. in London. So I landed there. It's about 9:30 a.m. and I get the new boarding pass. I read it and I'm like, hold up. I hope this means I'm gonna be there 5:30 and not that I'm leaving 5:30. But of course, it meant that I was leaving 5:30. So I was like, great. So now I have about, like, I don't even do the math in my head, but it's about 7 hours. I had about 7 hours of nothing to do. So I asked one of the staff members at the airport. I was like, so how long would it take for me to, like, get into London, like downtown London? And how long would I have to be at the airport before the flight leaves? So she's like, yeah, about 30 to 40 minutes. So counting it all out in my head, which you probably know took a long time because I'm not good at math at all. It turns out that I would have gotten approximately 3 hours in London. That sounds like a lot of time, but it's a lot of time when you don't have nothing to do. And a very short period of time when you're in a big city where there's a lot of things to do and you can't find your way around. Now that sounded too dangerous to me because I know I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that organized. I'm not that, you know, or structured. So I was like, nah, not going to take that risk because knowing myself, I'd probably miss the second flight as well. And then I'm not getting rebooked, so I might as well just go back home. So I was like, nah, I'm going to stay at the airport. So I was chilling at the airport for about 7 hours longer than I should have. And at 4 p.m., started moving towards the gate and boarding the airplane. So that was no problem. All went smoothly, got on the plane, and we got off, headed towards JFK. It took about 6.5 hours, and I was actually surprised because I was expecting it to take like 7 or 8 hours, but it was long enough and for someone who has bad patience. All we waited 7 hours, and also like getting a butt ache. Do you call it butt ache? No, I don't think you call it a butt ache, but like these chairs, they're not so soft. They're not soft. So like after a while, I was really like getting a pain or bum sitting down too long. So me and my bum were happy to leave the seat once we landed in JFK. And we landed in JFK about 9:30 in the PM. And as you know, it's about 6 hour time difference between this part of the States and Sweden. I had contact with my mom throughout the journey, so she knew that I was safe. And I got picked up at the airport by my Auntie Dorothy. And, y'all, I'm so happy I'm here. Like, I wasn't really, like, feeling super excited to go because I was like, man, I know that I'm going to be so disappointed that I'm only here for, like, a week. But I mean, it's all good things, though. I'm not going to think about a week from now when I'm, like, pretty much on my way back to Sweden. But I'm just going to think about the present and enjoy being here and meeting a lot of family. Because I don't know if you all know this, but I'm here for a wedding. My cousin Adiola is getting married on Sunday. So that's why I'm here at all. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't even been here, been to the States this year at all. I probably might have gone somewhere else or nowhere at all, because there's been a lot going on. But I'm really grateful that I got an excuse to be here. So that felt good, being able to come. So, yeah. That was my travel story. Heading over to the second part of this vlog, I wanted to talk about something really exciting, y'all. So, if you follow my social medias, which you probably do because that's the only way that you would have known that I have a podcast, you know that I am, sorry for being so aggressive, you know that I am dropping my second single this Friday, 30th of August, and I couldn't be more excited. Like, what? If you like the first one, you're gonna love the second one. I do. It's actually one of my favorite songs that I've done together with this producer, Don Jones. We have about 7 or 8 songs right now. Yes, there's coming more. People, there's coming more. But we have about 7 or 8 songs right now, and this is one of my favorite songs of those. So I'm really, really excited for this Friday to share it with you. I think you're gonna love it. It's really nice. So, yep. Whoop, whoop. It's called Find You, and it's about, like, me trying to explain it. It's about like your dream love. For me, like my dream future husband, soulmate, spending my rest of life with man. And kind of like the struggles of getting there, because you have no idea who you're going to meet. You have no idea where or when. And it gets kind of frustrating sometimes. Like sometimes you lose hope trying to find the love of your life. And it's both about like, oh, the euphoria when I find you, but the frustration of not have found you yet. Like that's pretty much what it's about. It's like a really chill, vibey song. I don't know if that's a word, but if it isn't, I just made it up. It's a vibey song, and I think you're gonna like it. I really like it. You can listen to it before bed. You can listen to it driving, cruising in your car. You can listen to it at home, chilling. Listen to it with your friends. Perform it at your school recital. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I'm excited. I don't know how many times I told you now, but I guess I just want to emphasize that I'm excited about this song. And going over to the third and the last part that I want to talk about. What am I doing? No, but what I wanted to talk about was procrastinating. People out here be doing that a lot, and I'm not talking about here where I am, but people in general. And when talking about people in general, I'm talking about myself. I procrastinate every day, pretty much. For example, doing this podcast. I try to be really constant, but it's hard when you're a procrastinator. It's something that I'm trying to work on because I need to get shit done. And the more I'm moving on in like my career and stuff, I have to get a lot more shit done. So I don't have time to procrastinate. I don't see it as a bad thing because it's really putting me against the fence to have to face this flaw or problem that I have with always saying, oh, I'll do it later, oh, I have time for it later, that I have to realize that that's not going to work anymore. I always, like for this trip, I packed my bags the night before, not even planned ahead of what to pack. Today doing the podcast, which I should have done Saturday night before I left for the States, but then you know it was just no time between then and now. Also just this morning, like laying in bed and being like, oh, I feel sorry for myself, I'm jet lagged, but I need to do the podcast. So I got my sorry ass up, made a breakfast, a late breakfast, because it was about noon when I got up. So yeah, call myself a procrastinator, but it's something I'm working with. I don't really know how to get better at not procrastinating, and I know that the answer is very simple. It's like, just do it. But how do you just do it? Because if it was just to just do it, I'd already be doing it. Like, I don't know. It's like, how do I stop making up excuses for myself? Or how do I stop to try and convince myself that I have more time when I don't have it? I kind of feel like if I start just doing it, once I started to just do it, it will be a lot easier later. Like, I just have to get past the kind of hurdle in the process, and then it will be a lot easier for me. Just like when you start working out, like the first 2-3 weeks are the hardest to get your butt to the gym or whatever you do working out, and then it becomes a habit, so it's normal for you, and you will almost like get really frustrated if you miss a workout. So I guess it's kind of like that, but how do I get to the first hurdle? If there's someone who's been a really bad procrastinator and somehow gotten over it to stop procrastinating, I want to know, what's your trick to stop procrastinating? I need advice, because if I keep procrastinating, I don't know what's going to happen, because I don't have time to be procrastinating no more. Well, ending this on a happy note, it's a good thing that I don't have time to procrastinate anymore. Not only for the sake of me getting over procrastinating, but for the sake that if I don't have time procrastinating anymore, that must be because something good is happening. Something good is happening all the time. And I really started feeling like I'm on the right path in life and understanding why things didn't work out for me before. Because I was just not on the right path. And by that, I don't mean that I ever wanted to be anything else but a singer and artist. I've always wanted to be a performer and artist. But I guess I've just not gone about it in the right way, or I've been procrastinating. So good things are happening all the time, and I take those as very serious signs of the universe telling me that I'm headed in the right direction. So I'm extremely excited. So once again, before I leave you in this podcast, I just want to thank you all for listening. Thank everyone that's followed me. You are my day ones, and I promise that I will do my very, 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 very best to keep you close to me, in my heart and in my mind, even when I have millions and millions of followers and fans. You are my day ones, so I'm extremely grateful. Well, thank you all. Don't forget to listen to Find You coming out this Friday. Also, I will probably be like posting all over my social media, so I won't let you forget, fam. Thank you, and have a blessed morning, day, or evening. Take care.